This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
People will misuse this word and some gets very offended. I call it take care. And I'm going to say why. And you're going to respond and you say, because I have to take care of you. Listen to this. You taking care of your wife is a responsibility. Me taking care of my husband is responsibility. Both. Both. So I cannot say as a man, I'm not going to take care of her because she doesn't take care of me. Don't do it, it's your choice. But Allah will ask you. And the same thing applies here. You can't come and say, you know what? I'm not talking about abuse. Always abuse stays in another place. I'm talking about regular. But he doesn't take care of me. And I was like, what does that mean? If he is taking care of you the way pleases Allah, fulfill the qawama, the caregiver, then you need to take care of him. Otherwise, Allah will ask you also. That is not understood in feminism. Feminism is understood in this equal, 50-50. You know the 50-50 rules? 50-50. Islam is not 50-50. Islam is a wholesome. In the house, wholesome. Not you wash the dishes one day and I will wash the dishes next day. That's not Islam. Islam is the house needs to be clean. If I am working 18 hours and for some reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made your job easy, then there is nothing wrong with you washing the dishes because that's what he did alayhi salatu wasalam. But if you are working 18 hours and I am not, then I need to do it. What is the big deal? Why do I look down at taking care of my house? That's my responsibility. That's taking care. Are you with me? Because all these misunderstood things about the deen needs to be cleared. Remove the culture. The culture is a huge issue here. What is faith? What is faith? Everybody in this room is a believer? Of course. Why we are in the masjid? Alhamdulillah. What is faith? I'm sorry? Don't tell me believing. I know that. Right? What does the word faith mean? Have you ever looked it up? You want to learn anything? You know, when I prepare any talk, the first thing I do, I go and look at the linguistic meaning. So if I'm reading, alhamdulillah, I speak Arabic, so I always go to the Arabic word first. What does it mean? The word, not Islam, the word itself. Faith, and I actually wrote it here. Faith is, and this is for every religion associated with, trust in Allah, God, and His promise. Trust in Allah and His promise. Faith also have secular meaning outside religion. What is it? Don't we say, trust me, I have a good, or I say, I trust her, I have a good faith in her. What is that? Or I have a bad faith in her. What is that? Trust. Faith is trust. You trust in Allah, what does that mean? Everything He said is good for me, even if I don't understand it. Everything He said do, it is good for me. Everything He said don't do is not good for me. Now the issue is, I don't understand the religion for many reasons. I'm talking about depth of religion. Then I need to go by the good faith. And I wouldn't say it's not fair. And I wouldn't say this is exactly what you have to do. I need to know. Allah is just. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, anything He put in this religion, even if externally, does not fit where we are living, it doesn't matter. Because I know my Creator, the one who created me, is what He said is good for me. I'm just going to keep some, you know, I want to leave some time for, what time is Aisha? 8:30? Okay. We still have. Here, I'm going to say one thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a human being honored? True or false? Human being in general. Yes or no? Are we honored? Okay, you are so confident. You're right. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَفَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَى كَثِيرٍ مِمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا تَفْضِيلًا. We have honored. Actually, takrim is even exalt. The human being. He didn't say man or a woman. Bani Adam. Children of Adam. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. We facilitated for them to walk and move on this earth and in the sea. وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. We have gave them from the best we have sustenance. وَفَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَى كَثِيرٍ مِّمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا. Allah have exalted you and me over a lot of other creation. So when you see a bird, when you see a cat, when you see any animal, there's two things you say. This is what I always say. I'm actually envy of that animal. I'm jealous. You know why? Because there will be no accountability. That animal is not going to stand in front of Allah and says, why didn't you do this or do that? And what do they do in life? Eat and drink and fulfill their desires. Done. But at the same time, he did not exalt it. When Allah said, I exalted Bani Adam, I have honored, he didn't say, I honored the man. Second, when the word man comes in the Quran, because again, majority of you read English, when Allah says man, doesn't mean the male gender. Necessarily, no. For example, رِجَالٌ, Allah said this in Surah An-Nur, talking about masajid, right? And he says, رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. If you read the translation, this is in Surah An-Nur, men, because that's how you translate, men that will never get distracted from the remembrance of Allah by money or by work. Does that mean men only? But you will read it as men. Men, if Allah did not describe it in the Quran, that means the both gender. So when you read a man, not necessarily it is man only. When Allah says, Karramna Bani Adam, the children of Adam, this is all of us. So that's number one. We all have been exalted by Allah. And you all know the famous ayah when Allah told the angels, what? I am going to be, do what? Inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa. I am going to make a successor in this earth. What did the angel say? Why? The argument you all know. That's basically an exaltation for the human being. He did not leave angels on earth. Can I ask you a question just to bring your attention back? Which one is better, us or the angels? Us. Oh, mashallah. And why is that? Why is that? Will, what does that mean? I know what you mean, but I need you to explain it. You, always when we speak about the deen, especially living in a non-Muslim country, talk in the mind of the people who don't know. Not the mind of you and me, of course we know. Right? So if you are going to talk to a 15-year-old or 16-year-old, and I keep saying this every when I come to you on Friday, because normally on Thursday I teach the youth girls. And many of the things that we take for granted and we understand, believe me, they have no idea. And you have to explain it. So when we say, when we come and say, what, you just answer me, why? So is angels better or us? Us. Why? There's a huge debate between scholars, basically. Because I have ability to choose. When I don't have the ability to choose, what is the problem? Fasting, but the water, I'm so thirsty. And I can pick up the water right away and drink it. So I have a choice. When I have a choice, it's very difficult. It's one of the reasons we living in the West, we're not happy. As the simple people who live in villages. And we have everything, and they have nothing. Because they don't have a choice. What do you want to eat for dinner? Mafi, what do you want to eat for dinner? This is the only thing in dinner, and alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. For us, so when we have a choice, I can choose to please Allah, and I can choose not to. And this is a question always I am asked. Is hijab for the woman a choice? Yes, it is her choice to obey Allah or not. It is her choice to obey Allah or not. And that's up to you. And we can also say many other examples for the woman. So basically, we have been exalted, we have been honored, man and a woman. Many of the things they talk about, we as Muslim women, we have it already, right? Now back to the hadith, the brother said, I'm going to bring you the verse. Ya ayyuhan nas, inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha, wa ja'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila lita'arafu. Next, inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum, people. And Allah, He did not address believers, He addressed people. We have created you from a man and a woman. And this is a very good way to respond to the LGBT argument. But that's a different story. And Allah said, man and a woman. And we have made you nation and tribe. Look at each other. Look, the men look at each other, the women look at each other. Are we the same? Do we come from the same place? Even if you come from the same country, are we the same? How many dialogue you have? How many foods different? But we are different, but to know each other. And the best among you, neither man or woman, nor young nor old, white or not white, have accent or don't have an accent. None of that in the sight of Allah, the most pious. And only Allah knows who is the most pious. So when I come back to feminism, and I say, let me take you back to the definition so you can connect together. This is the definition of feminism in Wikipedia. A range of social, political, ideological movement aim to define and establish equality, political, economic, personal, and social. Does Islam gives me that? Not 50-50. I want to re-emphasize this. It is not 50-50. One day he does that, the next day I do that. And it is not 0 and 100. She does everything and he does nothing, or he does everything and she does nothing. That's not in Islam. Nobody is better than Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and kana fi khidmati ahli, and he served his family. And he used to even literally sew his clothes, the best of the creation, right? Last but not the least, is a story which really, really moved me. There is two women in our deen, in the Quran. Two women in the Quran, one by name and the other one not by name, who really tell you, can faith and feminism live together? Does anyone know who those are? One, her name is mentioned, the other one, her name is not mentioned. I'm sorry? Sayyida Maryam. Maryam's name is mentioned. And the other one? No. No. The Sayyida Aisha without her name. What is feminism here and what is faith here?